33, verse 9. It reads this way. It says that the land mourns and it pines away. Lebanon is shamed and withers. Sharon is like a desert plain. And Bashan and Carmel lose their foliage. We have a picture here in the single verse of Isaiah of a land that's devastated. Why? Sin destroys the order of God's creation. To put it in the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verse 19, sin subjected to creation to futility. Wherever sin is, creation is affected. There is disharmony. Sin is much more than just an individual spiritual problem now, which affects only individuals. Sin has an effect on the earth as well. This point is made in the verse I just read. God's word to Isaiah makes a clear connection between Israel's sin and the consequences of their sin for the land that they lived in. Did the land rebel against God? Did Lebanon and Sharon commit adultery? Did Bashan steal from Carmel? And did one murder the other? Obviously not. Geographical places are not able to sin. However, what men do in these places has a direct effect on the geography they live in. When sin dominates a people, when sin dominates a nation, eventually infertility will dominate their land. To put it in the words of Isaiah, the land will pine away. The Hebrew word translated pine away here is amal. That means to languish, to become feeble, to wither away. Amal, pining away, is slow death. Therefore, the destruction of the land will not be quick, but if the people in a nation turn from Yahweh and follow after other gods, if they break covenant with Him, gradually, slowly, and also painfully, the land will move from being fruitful to being desolate and non-productive. And all along, the work to produce in that land will become even more difficult. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 30 uses the same Hebrew word to describe the slow falling away of God's people. And it is this slow falling away of God's people into sin that eventually leads to the slow deterioration of the land where they live. The slow death of the land is always preceded by the slow death of God's people in his sin. Over the centuries, the people of God in America have inch by inch turned away from God's word. Rather than living by force, they have chosen to live by their own wisdom. They have chosen to live by what they feel is true, what they think the Holy Spirit is telling them. By their own ideas rather than what God has said to us and revealed to us in His holy word, the Scripture. In other words, very subtly and not so obviously, the church has become idolatrous. Rather than depending upon God and His word and worshiping Him, we turn to other things to guide us, to lead us into, quote, the truth. I believe this is why in our nation we can expect to see the land in which we live in begin to mourn, and to begin to pine away. The oil spill in the Gulf that Ross talked about last week is just one example of what is going on covenantally in our land. It is called judgment. More importantly, this is why the church needs to be confessing its sins to God and turning to Him and repenting and renewing our commitment and our covenant with Him. It is critically important that we do this as individuals, as families, and as a people. Because not only will we suffer, not only will the people suffer in our land if we do not do this, if we do not return to the Lord, for the land will suffer as well. As we find a way, it will find a way. So, Spirit of the Lord, that we confess our sins, Rebecca was sharing this morning about finding a way from the land. You can see that there, can't you? And why? Because there's not a faithful people of God there that can have it, that's taken that land. It's sad to see the suffering that the land goes through and the people go through in those situations. So it's very important that we confess our sins. And as we confess our sins, know that He is anxious and desirous and loves to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's pray.